BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 overview. Paul continues and concludes his point about the gifts of the Spirit by explaining how they are to be used when they come together as a group. Some congregations call the gathering a mass, a worship service, a joyful celebration, a Bible study, or simply just a gathering. First, he states that speaking in the tongue should not be done when they are gathered as a group, unless someone can interpret what they are saying. The reasons are that tongues are for self-edification, and if a stranger comes in during the gathering, they would think they are all drunk or maybe crazy in their minds. Verses 1 through 25. Second, only a few are to sing a hymn or song. He does not specify the style or the meaning of the lyrics. He neither indicates nor excludes instruments. He does say it should be done in turn, verses 26 through 28. Third, he says that two or perhaps three prophets should speak, and the other should weigh carefully what is said. A prophet, then, is called today a pastor or a priest, a shepherd, a missionary, an evangelist, or just simply a speaker. Those who speak should speak in turn, not all at once. Verses 29 through 33a. Fourth and finally, Paul wrote that women should remain silent. Now today, this is shocking and labeled as anti-woman. Now, the reason why Moses wrote this and Paul agreed was not that women are unintelligent. Rather, they were not educated in ages past in their society and all other societies, and therefore could not read the Bible or study it. The speakers should be able to read. I have great respect for two ladies who taught the Bible for many years at two separate churches that I attended. I spoke to one of them a while back who went to the same seminary as Billy Graham. Her knowledge of the Bible and 60 plus years of teaching are clearly a gift of the Spirit. Verses 33b through 40. I'm going to expound on all four of these points in the future BDBDs and apply them to our lives.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.